long-legged knockdown
from the Buzzkill Bunker. Hit it.
When I say
hit it,
I mean
hit it. The hit it lag time was at a max.
A major laggage on the hitch.
Hey, in the morning to you, John.
In the morning to you, Adam, and all ships at sea and boots on the ground and feet in the air.
331.nhshownotes.com. In the
morning. Governor Ridge, Secretary Chertoff, myself, we share a special bond.
Why is that? Oh, yeah, we're buying your stuff.
And I think a shout-out is required.
Hey, Tommy Ridge. Hey, Michael C. Shout-out to you. Let us all be. Busted, we out.
That woman creeps me out.
Big black bus tour.
Do you, like me, find that those buses are incredibly creepy? Secret Service obviously has a culture of the black car. What are they, Darth Vader?
They are like the Matrix.
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson.
Ooh, we can't put any stickers of any sort on it, like presidential bus or anything like that, because then people will know what it is.
Yeah.
This bus is in an entourage of about 40 cars.
What? I wonder who's on that bus.
If I saw that thing coming, I wouldn't want to see who's coming out of it.
You got your dump tube?
Dinner was full!
They probably stop at the Campgrounds of America, KOA.
And so what we've now seen is an investment in electric vehicles. And then what we did was we put investments in something called advanced battery manufacturing.
Hey, what brand is the bus?
Bull crap.
What brand is
made in
bus?
Canada. That's the joke of it.
Thank you.
A couple million bucks to the Canadian. We don't make buses in the USA.
It is up to the Syrian people to choose their own leaders, and we have heard their strong desire that there not be foreign intervention in their movement. Today, President Obama called for the president of Syria, Bashar al-Assad, to step aside, and we will do this by blocking property of the government of Syria and prohibiting certain transactions with respect to Syria.
Oh, gonna steal their money.
Steal their money. Exactly. Even food, clothing, and medicine are not allowed to be sent to Syria.
I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water.
So don't send your water and blankets. Of course, we know that this is a repeat of Libya. It was implemented in 79 for Iran, 97 for Myanmar, also known as Burma, 97 for Sudan, in 2000 for Russia, 2003 for Zimbabwe, first time for Syria in 2004, Belarus, it's been in place since 2006, North Korea since 2008, and Libya, of course, 2011.
Of course, Obama's going on vacation.
The same thing he did with Libya. He went down to, where was he?
He went down to Brazil. He doesn't want to be around when the shit hits the fan.
Adios, mofo.
Drone Nation. Drone in Afghanistan that crashed into a cargo plane.
Look at the damage it caused, raising questions about the safety of unmanned vehicles. The U.S. military has built a fleet of UAVs, and troops are coming home to become cops and firefighters with the expertise to operate them. Remember what a small drone did to a cargo plane? The thought of it hitting a commercial jet is scary.
You can build one of these drones yourself.
The Federal Aviation Administration has to define the rules and regulations to integrate UAVs into American airspace.
They want to move it to all, everything's automatic, and the planes know where they are, and they route automatically around everything. This is not for airplanes. It's to get out of the way of the drone. We are going to have drones flying all around America?
Yeah, and spying on people in their backyard sunbathing and then shooting them.
Ladies and gentlemen of Gitmo Nation, we need to stop this insanity. If that thing flies over the hilltop watchtower, I'm skeet shooting.
Say hello to my little friend.
I pass a guy, and he's got his dog tags out, and he says, could you spare a dollar for a homeless veteran? Veteran of what war? This one, sir. How messed up is this? Oh, no, which one of the five that we're in?
Finally, a donor after being a fish boner, fish guy out of Missoula, Montana. Quickly becoming my only source of news analysis. He wants to be douchebagged. Douchebag.
InfiniteGrowthParadigm.com, TeachersWithBenefits.com, NoAgendaPuppets.com, ExpectingTurbulence.com, NoAgendaVinyl.com, CurryDvorakConsulting.com. Natasha, back to you, Natasha. Thank you, Natasha. Let me tell you what's going on here. Okay, now Natasha's up next with the weather.
They're not German.
BachmanCorndog.com, LoneWolfBlitzer.com.
Dvorak.org/NA.
My daughter said, this is a great movie, you gotta watch this. And she was talking squirrel. I have to give her some props. Whenever someone's talking about terrorist, 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 lone wolf, terrorist, oh, terrorist, terrorist,
squirrel,
just hit a squirrel.
The media really is the dog in Up.
Squirrel!
You know, it's been 7 hours. I'm tired of Michelle Bachman.
Squirrel!
We are the unsung heroes, John, of the squirrel meme. I'd like him to do a segment like, whatever became of that hair guy? He's hanging out with this douche. I would be happy to step back, and I think that you could be on the show to promote your book.
At LAX, I was getting through the security, and one of the TSA people began, right next to me, began to shout the word bravo. He was just going, bravo, bravo, and I was like, thank you, I totally nailed putting my laptop into a container separately.
You've just been a part of the TSA's Bravo program.
It sounds to me if they're practicing on the public with false alarms.
Yeah, that's not...
And they want everyone to freeze. I think they're just trying to... I think they're just messing with it.
Freaking
out. Make everybody stop moving.
You will...
Flash mobs have been organized to rob stores and attack people.
No more dancing, you. No more flash mobbing. The spokeshole for BART.
As long as they stay outside the fair gates in the free speech zone that's designated by the Constitution.
The free speech zone as designated by the Constitution.
Holy crap!
Remember, there are more constitutional rights than just free speech here at stake. There is the right to be safe. And that is a constitutional right.
The right to be safe!
What is this guy? He's a total asshole.
I want to invoke my constitutional right to safety.
I would fire the reporter the next day. I would bring her in the office, who was the editor, and say, look at this. This guy is wide open for nothing but a couple of decent questions. You didn't ask anything. You're fired.
Fareed Zakaria. Does America need a prime minister? He writes.
Oh, brother!
No country with a presidential system has a AAA rating from all three major ratings agencies. Only countries with parliamentary systems have that honor. It's amazing that he gets away with saying this.
Romney's going to be the head guy. Perry's going to be the vice president. As far as the public's concerned, he is the evangelical balance against the Mormon.
Before we get started, let's all say happy birthday to Elvis Presley.
Someone give this woman microphone technique, please.
Yeah, she's got to fist the mic.
Project Bluebeam. It's a theory that claims that NASA is attempting to implement New Age religion with the Antichrist at its head to start the New World Order. And the idea is that the government would create a fake invasion of aliens. Then we'd all be like, oh, you know, whatever. We'd all get in line. I'm a crackpot, so I follow this stuff like Project Bluebeam. Whenever there's a UFO sighting, I'm always quick to believe that it's real. But I always have in the back of my mind, you know, maybe this could be the start of Project Bluebeam. Because I'm not leaving anything out. I have no real agenda. And then we have Nobel Prize-winning economist Krugman. He went on Zakaria's show, and he explained the solution to all problems in these United States of Gitmo Nation. Very simple.
If we discovered that space aliens were planning to attack, and we needed a massive buildup to counter the space alien threat, and really inflation and budget deficits took secondary place to that, this slump would be over in 18 months.
That is one theory. Now, if you go by economic cycle theory, that's bullcrap. In 1940, would be the end of one of the 80-40 cycles, and it would have picked up no matter what you did. This is the same thing that Ronald Reagan ran into. He was right on that in 1980, was right on the cycle ending.
Perhaps we need some outside universal threat. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us? What could be more alien to the universal aspirations of our peoples than war?
Well, it is rather coincidental.
Coincidence? I think not!
And more secure for you,
squirrel,
and your children.
Squirrel.
I couldn't help at one point in our discussions privately with General Secretary Gorbachev, when you stop to think that we're all God's children, wherever we may live in the world, I couldn't help but say to him, just think how easy his task and mine might be in these meetings that we held if suddenly there was a threat to this world from some other species, from another planet, outside in the universe. We'd forget all the little local differences that we have between our countries.
Frack.
Frankel.
I'm a big fan of the original Star Trek series, and it was only when there were alien civilizations that challenged the Earth that you found that the Earth got its act together for the kind of global governance that all the visionaries say we need that if we're going to deal with climate change, if we're going to deal with global finance, where the sovereignty of individual nations is actually a political barrier to solving these big problems.
The New York Times reports that U.S. officials fear that Al-Qaeda may be trying to produce the very deadly poison ricin. The white powdery toxin is so deadly that just a speck of it can kill you.
Military intelligence can do is forge the watermark of official Al-Qaeda postings. American cyber technology is so advanced that they can have a near perfect recreation of an Al-Qaeda message.
Do you think it's possible that if they're out there to convince extremely sophisticated jihadi terrorists that they might confuse a New York Times reporter or two? Now, what do we know about Al-Qaeda? Ready for an IPO. Their CEO got killed. They have affiliates. We should refer to them in the proper context when we're on a bullcrap news network.
Al-Qaeda is an old established firm.
Hey, let's get Bolton on. That mustache can hide all of the grimaces he's making.
Terrorist attacks of 9/11, weapons of mass destruction, 9/11, current ongoing operation by Al-Qaeda in Yemen, apparently. The war on terror is a long way from over.
I'm very worried, Piers, I don't know about you, but I'm very worried, having studied terrorism in the Middle East for a long time, that Al-Qaeda elements, whatever's left of Al-Qaeda or sympathizers, will seek to do something spectacular on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
He says, I am worried. I have studied terrorism. I am worried there's going to be some kind of massive event on 9/11. I'm Wolf Blitzer.
I have to tell you, I'm worried that on the 10th anniversary, or approaching the 10th anniversary of 9/11, Al-Qaeda, or what's left of Al-Qaeda, or their supporters, will try to do something to seek revenge for your killing bin Laden.
The risk is always there, the 10th anniversary of 9/11. The risk that we're especially concerned of right now is the lone wolf, wide-scale massacres of the sort that we saw in Norway recently, driven by a hateful ideology. Harder to trace those lone wolves. We're spending a lot of time monitoring, gathering information.
A lone wolf can do some damage.
Look, as President of the United States, I worry about all of it. The most likely scenario that we have to guard against right now ends up being more of a lone wolf operation.
So he's talking about a lone wolf with a single weapon who could kill a lot of people, like in Oslo. Very unfortunate, of course. Try that in Texas, lone wolf, because after one shot's fired, this lone wolf will get obliterated by an armed population.
Neither the police department nor members of the school district would identify the person who came forward and told them about this plot.
A lone wolf terrorist. He had bomb-making materials. He had a manifesto, which I think is TV speak for Facebook. And what was this guy's name?
Jared Kano.
Of course, we had Jared Loughner.
I guess Jared's a bad name.
Reuters, they brought back a 2003 study from the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, which found that geomagnetic storms affect the stock market as traders are more likely to make pessimistic choices.
I'm not completely away from this theory, because I believe that the cycle theory has something to do with people getting literally depressed. Yeah.
Take those gold coins to your grave. So, of course, Standard & Poor's downgraded the United States credit rating, and now the Justice Department is investigating whether the nation's largest credit ratings agency, Standards and Poor's, improperly rated dozens of mortgage securities in the years leading up to the financial crisis.
You can play at this
game.
We
can play this. We're not going to sit down and let you just do that to us.
That's better than him getting shot.
Hey, you, Indian man. Anderson Pooper. Gerard Depardieu apparently was drunk on an airplane. He needed to go to the bathroom.
So after Gerard took his little solo flight to urination, the plane had to turn around and go back to the gate, and some unlucky cleaning crew had to deal with the Golden Globe winning tinkle. Now, all I can say is they should thank their lucky stars it wasn't Depardieu. Sorry. That made me giggle every time I read it. He hasn't commented on this incident. Depardieu. Sorry, this has actually never happened to me. You always see this sort of thing on YouTube and you don't think it actually happened.
This is your fine news organization and the outstanding outstanding journalist, Anderson Pooper Vanderbilt. Can you believe this, idiot?
Unbelievable. Harvey Korman working with Tim Conway? I mean, what is this? Ron Paul came in second in the straw poll and probably won the thing because Michelle Bachmann bought 6,000 votes cash for $180,000.
Oh, tell me about that. I didn't know about that.
To vote in a straw poll, you had to cough up $30.
How did libertarian Ron Paul become the 13th floor in a hotel?
Hannity and Rush Limbaugh. He says that the problem with Ron Paul is that he's going to make the Republican Party look crazy. Then he makes the assertion on the show on Monday that Ron Paul has nothing to do with the Tea Party, you know, which is bullcrap. He is the one who started the Tea Party. The CNN guys, they literally on the air say they don't want to cover him.
If you get video of Sarah Palin or get a soundbite from her, bring that back to us. You can hold the Ron Paul stuff.
The Constitution is his plan for being president.
Stewart does this bit on Monday. By Wednesday, Stewart is not mentioning Ron Paul at all. Stewart never mentions Ron Paul again. Here he's got the guy. He could ask him. Michael Steele. Obviously, a memo came down. Comedy Central, which I believe is Viacom.
Oh, it's Viacom. Yes, it is.
It was fun what you did on Monday. Just drop it. He's compromised. He has advertisers that probably don't like Ron Paul. There's all these things, which is why we
might be the future of news. And the only way that happens is by not taking any money from anyone except from the listeners who enjoy an outstanding product.
Love the Sunday show. That's the kind of analysis I'm happy to pay for.
Dvorak.org/NA.
Thanks, guys, for watching all the crappy television, because I don't want to.
What we do, so you don't have to.
He emailed me and thanked me for not naming him as a douchebag. This year, not so lucky.
Douchebag.
Gitmoreport.eu, happyanddistracted.com, hotpockets2009.eu.
Cats Hopeful.
Yeah, home of dead cats.
She's been propagating the formula there in the hospital, getting all the hot nurses to listen to the show. I'm supporting an outstanding program that keeps me informed without treating me like an advertising commodity. Feed the Duchess. Knighted him with a meat cleaver. Michael and Sarah, what a fantastic time we had. Pictures at itm.im/tour08. Andy Carvin.
Nothing is vetted. It's all bullcrap.
And it seeps right into the news stream. We know that the State Department of the United States of America is training up to 5,000, we know for sure, and another couple thousand in Belarus recently, training people how to start revolutions on Twitter.
Press release so that our media can pick it up and run with it.
The nature of the grievances that people had in the front lines were very different than what was being reported on Twitter at the exact same time. Some of the folks on the Twitterverse I was seeing were claiming that there were hundreds of police security directly shooting even live rounds in the air at people. While I was at this protest, I actually was watching where some of the people were who I was following on Twitter, and I saw them at the periphery of the protest. And then I went to the front lines, and I was observing what was going on over there, and I didn't observe any sort of live rounds or anything being fired into the air. Because of retweeting, where people sort of echo one another's thoughts and they want to spread it to their own audiences, right? That's actually going to create the mass distortion of something that was initially just a little bit off of reality.
Thank you very much, Professor. And Andy Carvin, hello, Andy. Internet in a suitcase, fine program that is being sponsored by the State Department.
Well, that's why I wanted to be very clear. If a country comes to us within what we would view as a normal diplomatic relationship and says, you know, my troops need training, they're not yet what they need to be, I'm going to need continuing help on collecting intelligence, learning how to do it for counterterrorism purposes, I think it would be irresponsible of us not to listen to what they're requesting.
We're going to go right back into Iraq. We're going to send a bunch of Blackwater guys in or something. It's just going to keep costing us money.
A guy with calf fetuses shaped into a hat. That's my guy with a cape.
Libyan update by a French commander.
Does not have anymore an effective operational capability. It could certainly, as I mentioned, French, throw the dishes against the wall to make a bit of noise.
Got his butt over the side and he's firing this gun just aimlessly. Yeah, for the show. Boom, boom.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Just shoot that. Hold on a second. Hold on. Get out of the shot. All right. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, okay. Shoot!
Hey, did you get that?
Yeah, great B-roll. Thanks, boss.
Hot Pockets.
And then for those of you just getting by here at home, if you're on food stamps, I'd like you to know that you can be very proud that you are actually helping the U.S. economy. Yay! Tom Vilsack, who, of course, as you know, was a lead lawyer for our friends over at Monsanto. The guy in charge of the Department of Agriculture?
Yeah.
It turns out Department of Agriculture runs the food stamp program. Of course, it is J.P. Morgan who handles the food stamp program. They're excited.
Obviously, it's putting people to work. It's the most direct stimulus you can get into the economy during tough times.
Eat our peas.
People expect the transformation of the region to be resolved in a matter of weeks. But it will be years before this story reaches its end.
You can take that to the bank.
At noagendachat.net, noagendastream.com.
Dvorak.org/NA.
It's Crackpot and Buzzkill.
In the morning.